You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody take fish oil supplements for their health? You got Elizabeth and Radar. It's a question that I have because I started taking fish oil thanks to Dr. Google. I guess I should probably ask my regular doctor.
I'm still obsessed with the sea moss gummies that somebody suggested here.
Somebody texted in at 414-432-1099. Is this Packer fan Tiffany?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Hey, girl. Hey.
So am I doing the right thing taking this fish oil? Help us.
Well, fish oil is not bad, but for starters, don't be a Dr. Google Radar. Don't.
Well, I didn't have a chance to get to my appointment yet, so I just did the Google thing.
I work in the healthcare field, and that is the most annoying thing that you could possibly do.
Oh, really?
Because it's like, well, Google said this. It's like, well, the doctor didn't.
But the doctor didn't. Yeah, and Google isn't looking at you in the appointment.
Right. But if you're going to start a supplement, start on the lowest end possible first, and take it for a couple weeks, see how your body deals with it. If it's not liking it, then stop. And see, when you go to your doctor, then say, okay, my body didn't tolerate the fish oil so well. Is there a different supplement that I can take instead of this?
Oh my gosh, I'm getting scared here because the Siding Unlimited text line, Radar, be careful with fish supplements. You will smell like a fishing pond.
Right.
What? Is that true?
Well, no, you really do want to ease into everything because, I mean, yeah. I know from the calcium supplements, woo, those are rough at first.
Are they?
Which is why I drink my prune juice when I take them at lunchtime.
Hey.
Yeah, guys, this is what happens. You really hit your stride and you're in that sexy age.
Look at
that's
that. Look at
on.
Me. Look at us. Look at us.
Hey, look at us. Who would have thought?
Dr. Matt Tiffany, thanks for the call and the advice. And yeah. I will tell my doctor, hey, somebody on the radio told me and not Dr. Google. How's that?
Yes, that's a good one, yeah.
Thanks. Take it easy.
Thanks so much.
Yeah,
we've got a text here. It says, you need to try berberine.
What?
It not only helps your cholesterol levels, but it helps your blood sugar levels. My cardiologist actually supports it as well. By the way, we are not doctors. We're kind of like Google. You probably shouldn't take everything that we say so literally.
Right. But it's good advice to kind of take a look at some stuff. And maybe I can bring it up to my healthcare provider and say, can I do this?
Sea moss gummies, berberine, all of things that I've never heard of in my life.
Never thought we'd be talking about this. When we were 25 years old. Ugh.
This is crazy.
So, but everybody wants to be healthy, so there's a lot of supplements out on the market.
Berberine supports healthy blood sugar and insulin levels already within a normal range. So, yeah, you just need to talk to your doctor about this.
Can I grab that at, like, Target or the GNC store? What can I?
I'm back on the sea moss gummies. I feel like you can get that at the pet store.
I'm going to turn into SpongeBob. You know it. I'm going to be taking that. Hey, Elizabeth!
Finally, Radar's dream coming true. He could just live in his underwear, a pineapple under the sea. That's what's it. You guys, you've helped him achieve the goal.
It's a full circle.
Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.